What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are counting down to the start of the 2025 Eagles season, sort of, as the first preseason game is tonight. Eagles-Bengals first, the kickoff at 7:30 you can hear on WIP and the free Odyssey app. We are at the Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field here on Jalen Hurts' birthday as we celebrate
Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Yep,
this is going to be a yearly tradition, Spike, as we keep racking these things up, pal.
Yep, every August 7th is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
It's going to be renamed Jalen Day.
It should be.
It actually should be February, whatever date they win the Super Bowl every year on.
It should be both days, if we're being honest.
Yep.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Marsh Jewelers online at marsh-jewelers.com. We're asking the same question on Twitter as we are on the air, is what is your favorite quality about Jalen Hurts? Here's a good one. He's the kind of guy who won his first Super Bowl and won't wear the ring because he's too focused on this upcoming season.
Oh, yeah,
there
man.
You go.
Just blank canvas this season.
Yep.
This season. Now,
granted, he's the only one that didn't wear a Super
Bowl. He's the only one. Yes. Again, you are allowed to smile.
Yeah.
Does he come out for the opening night when they unveil the banner? Is he on the field for it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
He has to be. Yes. Or could you imagine if he wasn't?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not. Well, I mean, we would spin it.
People
as
would
he's
like,
focused.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
He's in the locker room. He doesn't want to be distracted.
Yep. All right. There is still another team playing in
meanwhile,
town.
He's missed out on. Yeah, he would have missed out on another part of the celebration of what comes with winning a championship.
Nope, no joy. No joy. I'm sure there's a Bible verse that Chuck has for why he shouldn't be out there for
and
it.
And I'm sure in the Kobe and Jordan handbook there was don't celebrate any rings.
Well, Jordan certainly
celebrated.
Well,
they got their rings on ring night.
Yep.
They celebrate.
I know.
There is another team playing right now. We'll talk about them now.
I mean, it wasn't the crispest setup.
Nah. Yeah, it was.
I don't think.
Other game, you don't deserve a crisp setup.
I'm Team Buzz on that one.
Nah, I'm not Team Buzz.
I know. You're never Team Buzz.
I'm always Team Buzz, but I am number one. This is where me and Jalen are the same. I'm Team Excellence. All I care about is excellence.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good. I'm proud of you. So some some news and notes here.
Yeah.
David Robertson last night at Lehigh Valley.
Looked good.
Up to 94 on the gun.
Yep.
Two strikeouts, and keeping the hope alive for 40-year-olds out there everywhere.
Yep.
That he can still get the job done. So I believe his first target date was August 5th of being brought up. That has obviously passed.
Yeah, we passed that one.
But seems like we're trending in the right direction. At least the stuff is trending up. He threw 15 pitches, 9 strikes. So David Robertson could be on the way soon.
That's good. See, he was at 90, I think, the last time he was thrown. So getting up to 94, that's good.
Yep. Thought this was interesting. And if you see a smile on Ike Reese's face, just know that it's only for the YouTube crowd and not for the on-air crowd. What? But alarming thought from Buster Olney about Kyle Schwarber's pending free agency. Said Schwarber's going to make big money in free agency in the fall, no matter where he lands. Some friends of his in the game wonder if he'd prefer to play closer to his Midwest roots.
Uh-oh.
You know where he's from?
Right outside Cincinnati. We'll take him.
Schwarber back to the Midwest, Cincinnati, goes back to Ohio.
He's easily hitting 40 a year in that park.
In his sleep. In his sleep. Yeah. So Kyle Schwarber, the idea of going back to the Midwest.
I think he's a Philly unless he gets a Godfather offer somewhere.
Yeah, and a team like that has the ability to do it because they're not really paying anybody else right now. Yeah.
But they also don't generally pay out big contracts.
Yeah, but you at some point you got to move past that.
You would think.
At some point they just made a big trade to get the starting pitcher. I can't think of his name. Lytle.
He's not a huge starting pitcher. I don't know, whatever.
Well, the guy just went seven innings and one run ball. Man.
Oh, look at you breaking down.
Well, I'm just saying, man. Listen,
wow. Someone's got
to keep an eye on it, man.
Wow.
Listen, it's Schwarber. Listen, it's on the Phillies.
It is on the Phillies.
It's on the Phillies. If they let Schwarber get to the open market and they don't want to match or give him an offer that he can't refuse to where he's not looking somewhere else, then it's on them. It's on the Phillies.
I think he'll be here unless somebody gives him a dumb offer. When I say dumb,
no,
I mean
I'm with you. A team like the Reds will overpay you because again, that's the only guy they have to worry about paying.
If they go 5-150 or something, the Phillies might look at it and say, I don't know. But as long as that doesn't happen, I think the Phillies pay him.
Yeah, I mean, don't get nervous yet, Fritz.
I'm actually not that nervous about Schwarber. I would be surprised if he's not here. Like I think, first off, they still believe they're in a World Series window. If you lose Schwarber, it's
I know it's just the window. No, you did.
Yeah, it's just one player, but I understand. It's hard to win a World Series if Kyle Schwarber is not here.
Let me ask you this, Jack.
Okay,
let's say it's 4 years, 120 for Kyle Schwarber, or 2 years, $60 million for Eugenio Suarez. Like they must look at that if that ends up being. Because I think the market, the normal market, ends up being more like the Suarez deal. Like, do you think they consider it if they think they can get similar production if somebody offers him way too many years?
So I hear you, and I think if you were just doing it logically on paper, it could make sense. I just think that they view him as so important in that clubhouse as like the leader of the team that I don't think. If you just did an apples to apples comparison, like numbers and less, I think he's just too important for the clubhouse.
Okay.
So tomorrow, a righty on the mound in Merrill Kelly. In your gut, I know the 6-day tryout is over. Are they going to put Kepler in there or out of there? Is Max Kepler in the starting lineup tomorrow night down in Texas? And Rob Thompson, do you stick with Max Kepler?
Yes.
Yes.
That would be my guess.
I'm just begging for just ride out a Bader Marsh center and left field and see how it goes and turn Max Kepler into, like, hopefully 08 Jeff Jenkins.
I don't think that's
what's going to
happen.
I don't know what that is, but yeah. I'll say this. And I'm not doing some Max Kepler sort of rah-rah thing. But he's a veteran. He does provide a little power.
He does.
Over there.
He plays a good left field.
From the left side. He plays a good left field as far as defense goes. And I know there's talk about bringing Crawford up. Here's what I'll say to that. I'd rather have Kepler in the lineup and out there playing than Justin Crawford, who has yet to make a major league debut and be up here in tight, intense situations where he's relied upon. Can you imagine him coming up to bat and we need to get a big hit out of him?
I know.
I'd rather have Kepler.
And I don't know, again, I don't know what their plan is with Justin Crawford. Because I agree with you. Unless their plan is we're going to bring him up, he's going to play left field every day or a lion's share of the time there, and we'll go with a Bader Marsh center field platoon, and Kepler is just going to be a bench bat. They just have too many lefties. There's not like a natural platoon there. You just have to commit to Kepler not being in there, and I don't think they're going to do that.
What they should do with Justin Crawford is let him start left field next year.
Yep.
Honestly.
Start him fresh next
year.
Yeah.
That's really.
He can't help this team right now. I don't think so.
Yeah. Again, unless it's tough because he has, and I don't totally buy it. He's a polarizing prospect. But he has produced at every level he's gone to, like hitting over 300, like with the ability to put the bat on the baseball, create havoc on the base pass. But I agree with you. I think Kepler has the ability to put the ball in the ballpark, which he will not be able to do at the big league level. So I don't know. Dave Dombrowski said he's ready, but they don't want to bring him up unless he's going to play. And I just think that eventually it's going to lead to he's not coming up this year, Painter's not coming up this year, and we'll see you opening day 2025.
Well, and the Painter thing I'm fine with.
Yeah, but
Painter's last start was not good. You know, like that. I'm not being a dooms guy,
no.
And it takes a while after you have the surgery. You know, 7-8 years to get your control back.
You are
so. So I think Andrew Painter will be on the Phillies by 2031.
Opening day next year.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm glad we aren't in this desperate situation where we need these young guys right now.
Sure.
Right, and I understand we don't have a perfect situation, but this is the bed that they've made. So we're going to have to go with this at the trade deadline. That was their opportunity to add significantly to this roster. Bringing up young players, to me, adds uncertainty,
sure.
not assurance. Like it doesn't provide me any security. It's more of an unknown. And for me, that needs to be sorted out early in the season.
Yeah.
This is not the time to sort that
out. Let them work their way through it. Let them have a cold streak and then a hot streak.
That's time to do that is in April and May.
Well, and the comp is Johan Rojas in 23 when they brought him up from Reading. But they needed Johan Rojas because they didn't have a center fielder.
Right.
Like, they don't theoretically need Justin Crawford right now.
No, they brought Bader in. And listen, you got to rotate the four guys out there. Was it three of them? No, you got
Castian right, but
Castian, I'm not even including him because nobody rotates with him.
No. And I do wonder if you think in a playoff game, if they're up by two heading into the ninth, is he in right field or no?
Yes, he's in.
Even though the best defensive outfield is clearly Kepler in right, Bader in center, and Marsh in left.
Not even close. Yeah.
It's not even close, is
not
it?
Not even close.
I do hope it eventually works out to where Bader can just play center, Marsh can play left, and Kepler can be your pop
off. Off the bench, yeah.
We'll see.
Yep.
But the one that is definitely concerning is still the Wheeler thing. I know that they poo-pooed it, saying, like, there's nothing showing up on imaging. A 35-year-old pitcher with shoulder discomfort who we'll see pitches, if he pitches on Sunday. Again, as I said yesterday, just sit him for a month. And if he goes out kicking and screaming because he wants to win the Cy Young, so what? Like,
well, you sit him for a month, you're also going to need to build him back. I don't know about a month.
Skip three starts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Four stars.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
It's too important.
2 weeks is fine.
For this year. Well, depending how the shoulder is.
Yeah.
But, like, it's too important for this year. I don't want him. Here's my point. I don't want him gunning for the Cy Young.
He's not winning the Cy Young.
He's not winning the Cy Young.
Somebody's got to show him that he's not going to win the Cy Young. Yeah. He's not going to win the Cy Young. Yeah.
And with Nola coming back, he looked pretty good up in Lehigh Valley yesterday.
We're going to need my boy. He's always there.
He's taking the ball game three.
Yeah.
There's no doubt he's taking the ball game three. So Wheeler thing is probably the biggest thing to monitor with this baseball team, and if he makes a start on Sunday.
By the way, depending on who they're playing, he could take the ball game two.
Who?
Nola.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Depends, like, if there's – if they had a, I would be surprised if it's not Sanchez game two, no matter what, with how he's pitched.
Well, also, who knows if they're going to be able to set their rotation.
Yeah, right. Could based come on down coming to down the stretch.
That's it.
Is that it, Fritzy? Okay. There we go. And Phil's back in action tomorrow night against the Texas Rangers. I believe first pitch is 8:05.
And I don't think they've won there since 2014.
Great. Good timing. 215-592-9494. As our main thing today is celebrating the great Jalen Hurts on his birthday. Happy birthday, Jalen.
There you go.
27.
Doesn't that feel good?
27 years great.
Yeah.
You know? And we're just looking for the thing that you like best about Jalen Hurts.
Do you think he even celebrates his birthday?
215. No, he's looking to the next one.
Exactly.
Yeah, constantly.
Next year's birthday.
Yep.
But then doesn't celebrate that birthday.
Nope, because he's looking to the next one. Mike in Ocean City, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, I think I know what it's going to take for the Eagles to repeat as Super Bowl champions in San Francisco, Super Bowl 60.
What's that?
Just 185 more days.
Oh, so just waking up?
Yep. Yeah, you're just waiting for it.
happy 27th birthday to Jalen Alexander Hurts. What do I like about him? I mean,
Is that his real middle name?
I think he has a – what's that?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is Alexander really his middle name?
Is that his real middle name?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed.
It is Alexander, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alexander the Great.
I think he has a consistent chip on his shoulder, and it never goes away. I know that's whatever. It's not a skill level thing, but he – I don't know, man. I think when he sang the fight song at the NFC Championship game, you know, the Super Bowl they lost, I don't know. I think
yeah,
that's just turned
like
him into
Bulls.
Don't celebrate until –
Did he?
Later in life,
oh,
you know?
It was brutal.
Very toned down.
Yeah.
I don't think anytime anybody asks him to do anything now, he's like, no, I'm good. I'm all right. So, I don't know. I think he's, I'm saying all the cliche things, but he's a winner. I don't know. I like that he's leading our ship, and I feel like I think he's going to definitely win a second Super Bowl with the Eagles, and hopefully it's this year. But.
You know, Mike, he is... We're talking about this year being Jack joking about him saying this year is a blank canvas and blah, blah, blah. He's sort of, the way that he is, sort of is like, if things are going well, all of those things are great. Him not saying anything, not showing any emotion, you know, like from the way he plays to the way he acts. And then when they're not going well, you could take this is the thing that is most interesting about Jalen is that everything about him is like sort of context dependent in that if they're not playing well, I could imagine his lack of emotion and those sorts of things and the not putting on the Super Bowl ring and all those sorts of things being frustrating. But when they are playing well, they look like a guy who is focused on winning, only wins games, blah, blah, blah. I think he is interesting in that we don't know much of anything. So the things that people are saying they like about him, I think – could be things that people say that they don't like about him if the team wasn't winning. So I think he's interesting for that reason.
I agree to an extent, but I also think he's a guy that learns from mistakes. And I don't know. I feel like his memory is he remembers everything. It feels like, and I like that about him. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right, Mike. Mike, so you wanted to be in the afternoon show Fantasy Football League?
Yeah, can I give you just a quick little stupid thing I wrote on the call tonight? It won't take long.
Sure.
All right. Like Spike and Fritz, you guys truly are the boss. And Jack, real quick, I got to say I'm sorry for your loss. Now let's get down to business. Mike Promotion City, to not put me in the league, it would surely be a pity. I've been listening to WIP for over 30 years. The ups, the downs, the fun, the booze, especially the cheers. 5:30 Nickelback is always a hit. My favorite thing, though, is that...
It's Creed! It's Creed! Damn it! Come on, lock in!
Oh, Mike, that was...
Oh, it was so good!
It was so good.
So good!
It was so good, and you said 5:30 Nickelback.
Damn it!
Oh, my God. And look, there's nothing against Nickelback.
Pro-Nickelback.
Pro-Nickelback. It's a different band.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was a crushing blow for everybody. He wrote a poem.
I wanted to put him in the league.
Nobody proofread that before.
Damn it,
man.
Nickelback.
Yeah. Nickelback. We've been doing Creed for a year and a half.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a
what
painful
a
moment on the show. Oh, he had his chance. Mike from Ocean City was right there.
Right in front of him.
It was right there.
And he blew it.
Yeah, it's like Leon Lett, you know? Just let the football sit there. Don't touch it. Oh, my goodness.
It's right there.
Wait, was Leon Lett the guy who put the ball out and Don Beebe hit it? Oh, he did both of them. And then he slid into the football. Okay.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Oh, another birthday boy, OG Wade. You're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Oh, OG.
Happy birthday, big dog.
Thank you, man. And happy birthday to my other son, Spikey there. You know, Spike, you think you're sliding up under that radar, huh?
I was flying a little under the radar today.
Yeah,
oh, Spike's birthday?
Yes, the same day as Jalen and OG Wade.
Wow, greatness all in one.
Hold up. No one knew it was Spike's birthday.
I knew it was Spike's birthday.
Why didn't you say anything?
Because I was going to say it for the top five.
Waste the whole show?
Yeah.
I was going to call your brother, hey, Spike. I was going to text your brother and tell him to give out your phone number.
Yeah, let me tell you. There will be one year where he breaks and he does it. Oh, thank you very much.
Happy 50th, buddy.
Yeah, I am not 50 yet. 49? I am 49. Okay.
Happy 50th.
I am 49. Let me have every year.
I forgot because Spike, he has Joel Embiid and I have Bryce.
I have, Embiid.
Yeah, you have
Jalen. I have Jalen and OG Wade.
Will I be invited to your birthday party? Your 50th?
If there is a 50th.
Yep. Like if you make it to 50, or
well, Ike will be at a table with Hugh.
All the delegation. Make sure our table is strong.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, OG Wade.
Yeah, and Spike will be sitting out. I sent a gift out yesterday. I guess it was a video of the dog taking a crap in a birthday bag, and I was going to send that to.
Wow! What an honor. What an honor, OG.
Dog lover, you know what I'm saying? I had to throw that one in there.
Yeah.
But listen, let me say this here, man. This kid, man, Jalen Hurts, the Duke, you know, which all y'all should be calling him now because you said that. You said if we win the Super Bowl, we're all going to have to start calling him the Duke. But that's okay.
Yeah,
you know, it hasn't caught on like we thought it was. Yeah, it's not as catchy. Yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
Listen, it's for me. You know what I'm saying? So okay. I don't need people to catch on. But the one thing that I need to say about this young man is that I don't see a lot of players with it, and it makes them different. It's his mindset. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Like, when you look and see the Patrick Mahomes, who I believe has the mindset, the Josh Allen, the Joe Burrow, the Lamar. I'm talking about the ones that y'all put above Jalen. The one thing them guys lack is the mindset, because every time you see Lamar Jackson make a turnover, he grabs what? His helmet, right? Because he's like focusing like, damn, I outthunk myself on that. Same thing when you see Josh Allen turn the ball. The same, he grabs his head. This is what I'm – and people, you can overrate it or underrate it all you want.
This is where we break. Lamar
419.
First of all, Lamar threw like four interceptions last
year. What about the mentality when he took a safety against the Rams in the playoffs?
The one that I'm talking about is when the moment is big. Like in the playoffs, when he threw that interception, and he also fumbled in that Buffalo game. That little drop by the tight end in the end, whatever, that's only going to tie the game up. That wasn't going to win them the game. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it was a moment. So it's the big moment that these guys find themselves choking in, just like Josh Allen did. He choked in the moment that was big for them. They needed that play to be made, and it was there to be made. He could not make that play. Jalen made every
But that's different than choking.
Guy should have caught the ball.
It needs to be made. Now, that's all I want to say about that. And the other thing is this here, is right? When you think of Jalen Hurts, only thing you think of is winner. Like, he's the only quarterback of these guys that we're talking about whose arrow is pointing up. All the rest of them, you know what Josh Allen is. You know what Lamar is. You know what
just
won
MVP.
Is.
I get. No, I'll let you cook. It's your birthday.
He just gave him the MVP, okay? Because he shouldn't have won it. Lamar Jackson.
Who should have won it?
Won the MVP.
Should Jalen have won it last year too?
Well, Lamar Jackson should have won that MVP. point blank.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have won the year before.
Exactly right. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't put no credence. Once I found out that Emmanuel Acho and Dan Orlovsky gets the vote, I was out. No more. I don't care about the MVP no more. It's a popularity contest. That's all it is. Yeah.
Well, it's always.
Well, yeah, but I mean the guy. Okay. All right. All right. I mean, it's your day.
Let him cook.
It's your day.
I'm going to be down tonight at the game. You know,
all right.
I got my T-shirt with the ring on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm the first one with that. So, you know, we'll check it out.
And what are you doing to celebrate your 75th? 75th birthday.
I'm not 75. You know what I mean? I would be.
You got to be at least 70, right?
guess what, Jack?
You look I should have like won tennis,
on
I know.
That, on that tennis court.
There it is.
You were 70. One thing I knew you were going to lose that one. You know why? Because you can't bend. You can't bend your hips. And that's your problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not a hipster.
And y'all talking about taking these blue shoes.
I had that problem, too.
I think they should drop y'all because I don't think. No. When Spike said that he had his greatest moment was at a. No, bro. Your greatest moment should have been when after your blue shoe. And Jack, I don't know about
several moments.
I think you get a reverse reaction. I think it goes the other way on you. You know what I'm
all right, get out of here. Enough out of you. Enough out of OG Wade.
I can see that.
I gave him a long leash on his birthday.
You gave him a long leash on his birthday.
So it is Mount Rushmore week. Coming up next, 30 past every hour on Mount Rushmore. We have today and tomorrow. Ike gives his Mount Rushmore of Eagles quarterbacks.
Does Donovan make the list?
That's going to be hot.
That is coming up next.
Good question.
Also, celebrating Jalen Hurts' birthday. By asking you what is your favorite thing about Jalen, 215-592-9494. The Mount Rushmore of Eagles QBs is next. We are at the Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.